You are listening to Proof Text, a Glossa House podcast exploring scripture and all things related to it. New episodes are released daily. For more information, check out glossahouse.com and subscribe to our channels on Spotify and YouTube. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Proof Text. I am Michael Halcom, and this is a Fallacy of the Week episode. Lately, I've seen a picture floating around on social media, a meme, and I wanted to share that with you. This isn't a funny meme, it's a serious meme. And I think there are some important things that we can learn from this as we pinpoint several logical fallacies. So if you're watching, I'm going to share this on the screen, you'll be able to see it. If you're just listening, that's fine too. I'll read it out loud for you. But here goes. It's a picture of former President Jimmy Carter in his elderly age. He's smiling. I met Jimmy Carter and shook his hand once on a, he was on a flight that I was on out of San Francisco back to Kentucky when I lived in Kentucky at the time. It was nice to meet the former president. Nevertheless, I take issue with this meme. So it's got him smiling in his elderly age with his Habitat for Humanity hat on, and it says in the caption, "Jimmy Carter is an elegant reminder that Christianity is a practice, not a declaration." Jimmy Carter is an elegant reminder that Christianity is a practice, not a declaration. Now, you probably can anticipate at least some of the direction I'm going to go on this if you've been watching or listening for any time. First thing I want to pinpoint out, we got an either-or statement, so we can ask, is there a false dichotomy going on? And I would assume that yes, there is a false dichotomy going on here, because the statement implies that Christianity can only be either a practice or a declaration. It's not both. It ignores the possibility of it being both, when in fact it is both. It is both. We declare the Beatitudes. We declare the commandments. We declare the Apostles' Creed and all sorts of various creeds. We declare we're supposed to confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus, Lord, has been raised from the dead, right? So there are all these declarations to declare that Jesus is Lord, and so on and so forth. So Christianity is a practice, and it is a declaration of both. So you got a false dichotomy here. Another thing we have going on, it's a former president who's still kind of prominent, so it's an appeal to authority. And we assume that, you know, because Jimmy Carter, at least in the picture, he looks kind and he's elderly and he's smiling and he's got his, you know, hat on that says Habitat for Humanity. We assume that because of all these things, he embodies a certain characteristic. Because he says he's a Christian, that then this sort of must be universally true for all Christians. So this appeal to authority doesn't really necessarily get us very far in this case. It isn't necessarily wrong. It isn't necessarily a fallacy, but I don't think it accomplishes what the meme necessarily intends for it to accomplish. Also, you know, Jimmy Carter, when you look at who he was as president, he wasn't like most presidents. He wasn't without his challenges and his scandals, right? You may or may not know about his brother, Billy Carter, and the whole Libya situation. Billy Carter became embroiled in controversy for his business dealings with the Libyan government, which included receiving payments and acting as a lobbyist for the Libyan regime of Muammar Gaddafi. And this raised concerns about potential conflicts of interest and foreign influence. That's just one. You have the Iranian hostage rescue attempt that was failed. And people have all kinds of theories about that. You have one of the worst allegations of political interference, right? These were allegations that Carter's administration at the time engaged in political interference, particularly in relation to the Justice Department's handling of investigations and prosecutions. And these allegations, you know, they didn't lead to conclusive evidence of wrongdoing, but they did contribute to widespread criticisms of Carter's leadership style, his management, also of, you know, government agencies. So it isn't that he is a sort of hero or superhero. He wasn't without his flaws. And he would probably be the first to admit that, since he's such a great guy. The next thing I think we have going on here is a hasty generalization. And this is where you hastily draw a conclusion based on either a small sample or a wide sample, and that it goes to everybody. So in this case, we're drawing a conclusion about all of Christianity based on the behavior characteristics of one individual, Jimmy Carter. So we got a hasty generalization on here. We generalize, we look at the specific, and then we broaden out and generalize hastily, right? Another thing we have here is perhaps a confirmation bias. And this is where we selectively focus on evidence, right? In this case, Jimmy Carter's actions that support the viewpoint that Christianity is primarily a practice rather than a declaration. And at the same time, we ignore evidence to the contrary, like some of that evidence I just told you, or how many declarations did Jimmy Carter make as president? A lot. A lot. So that in itself sort of refutes the meme. Another thing that I would say is going on here is along those lines, same lines as cherry picking. That's where we are highlighting specific examples, in this case of Jimmy Carter, that support a particular viewpoint, again, while ignoring counterexamples. So this goes right alongside confirmation bias, but it also ignores alternative interpretations. And so overall, you know, the statement makes an argument about the nature of Christianity based on the actions of one individual. And I think that is probably biased, certainly biased, and absolutely overly simplistic. We've got a number of fallacies going on here. All right, my friends, I'm going to stop there and say I hope that helps.
Interested in growing your ancient language skills but not sure where to start? Glossa House can help. From illustrated readers and short stories to lexicons and grammars, Glossa House offers a variety of resources for beginning, intermediate, and experienced ancient language learners. Head to glossahouse.com today. Glossa House, language resources for the global community.